We got a special guest joining us once again here on the Outdoor Show, J.R. Richardson. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. The spring has sprung, so youpers are happy.
Getting ready for opening a trout season this weekend?
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, I was thinking about it the other day. My friend just called me up and asked me if, you know, we were going to go brookie fishing on a Saturday morning. I remember being a kid just, you know, not even being able to sleep because my dad had come and we go brook trout fishing on, you know, one of the local streams or one of the local lakes, and it's just like it's in my DNA to go, and it's in a lot of UP folks' DNA to go out on opening day. You know, the water looks like it should be all right. It'll probably be high and cold like usual, but, you know, the fishing's the deal, not the catching some days, and opening day is one of those type of days.
So. Sure. So just so folks realize, J.R. Richardson, you're the former chairman of the NRC, correct?
Right, I'm the vice chair, and I was chairman for a couple of years, and now I'm the vice chair, and you know, I'm from Ontonagon, and I was born and raised in White Pine, Michigan, that not many people can claim. And
White Pine.
Lived in the White Pine, and you know, I moved to Ontonagon, I moved 12 miles, that's a big move for a youper, so born and raised in the base of the Porcupine Mountains and fished the mountains and Lake Superior, and you know, just love it up here.
So you just had the most recent NRC meeting, some changes did occur, maybe you could start with the coyote season changes.
Yeah, I've talked on your program before, and I think everybody is well aware that, you know, with the recent deer population, that, you know, the old three-legged stool, habitat, predators, and regulations, and one of them, it was obviously the predators, and one of the things we had been looking at for a while was opening up coyote season year-round, and you could do that on private land through the years, but it wasn't on public land, so what we did is we voted to extend that to also take in the public land. So we're very glad to say that we've opened that up, and we're looking forward to allowing some hunting opportunities for predators year-round.
Now, I know that it's a ways away, and you haven't considered it fully yet or haven't voted on it, but there is a consideration for opening night hunting with centerfire cartridges. Is that correct?
There are. You know, I've spent a lot of time going around to all the different predator hunts in the UP, and there isn't a one that I don't go to where they say, hey, can we open this up for centerfire? And, you know, I'll talk about, you know, anything from the temptation for people to violate because sitting in a tree at night with a light with a 300 Winchester Magnum, you know, that comes into play. But I think most people play by the rules. And then there's also a safety issue. So I think one of the things that are coming up is looking at, you know, possibly looking at that and limiting the caliber. But we're just starting conversations on if that's a good idea or if it's not, and you know, we're just having the department look at it. We're having the area sportsmen's groups in the UP and the lower weigh in on it and give us their input. So, you know, the first thing we did is year-round hunting, and, you know, I'm glad to see that went through. And the next thing is we're going to look at the caliber and, you know, the center fire, and hopefully, you know, when we get all of that, we can have an intelligent conversation on what the right thing to do is, so. You know, they do the predator prey studies and all that good stuff, and there's no doubt that coyotes are harvesters of deer, and the more of them we can legally harvest, the better off the deer population and the partridge population there's going to be. So,
well, JR, I really appreciate you commenting on that, and I'd like to have you stick around and we could talk in our next outdoor report just a little bit later on here this hour if you can hang out with us a little longer.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to it.
J.R. Richardson from the NRC, fellow youper as well. And we'll continue with J.R. in our next outdoor report later this hour and get into the 40th anniversary of the Natural Resources Trust Fund. So stay tuned for part two later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.